Hare Krishna. So that we can have a meditation on Srila Prabhupada today, this year, next year, being significant in the 50th year of ISKCON's incorporation. And of course, we always want to meditate on Srila Prabhupada. I'm going to read Conversation, and this is 1977, February 20th. And up to now, for the last few months, the anti-cult movement in America is really reaching a fever pitch. Devotees being kidnapped, tried to be deprogrammed, some successfully, and there was a court case in New York Superior Court. And that court case was pending. Srila Prabhupada told Adikeshwar Prabhu to stretch it out for 18 years, but all of a sudden a decision came in. And here Srila Prabhupada is sitting with devotees, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj is reading the decision, which was in the Bombay Times, I think. And on the front page. So I'll read this. Tamal Krishna, should I read it? Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada, yes, you can get this light on. Tamal Krishna, Washington, March 18th. I don't know whether this is in March. The conversation's in February 20th, and this is March 18th, so either one of the two. Anyway. The Hare Krishna movement was called a bona fide religion yesterday by the New York High Court Justice, who threw out two charges against the officials of the movement of illegal imprisonment and attempted extortion. A charge had been preferred by an angry parent that this son, as well as another disciple, had been held by the movement illegally and that they had been brainwashed. The entire and basic issue before the court, said the justice, in dismissing the charges, is whether or not the two alleged victims in this case and the defendants will be allowed to practice the religion of their choice, and this must be answered with a resounding affirmative, said Mr. Justice John J. Lee. That man is going back to Godhead. The Hare Krishna movement is a bona fide religion with roots in India that go back thousands of years. It behooved Merrily Kreshover and Edward Shapiro to follow the tenets of that faith, and their inalienable right to do so will not be trampled upon. This is all a quote. The separation of church and state must be maintained. We are and must remain a nation of laws, not of men. The presentment and indictment by the grand jury was in direct and blatant violation of the defendant's constitutional rights. The justice said that it appeared to the court that, quote, the people rest their case on an erroneous, minor premise to arrive at a fallacious conclusion. The record is though void of one specific allegation of a misrepresentation or any act of deception on part of the defendant. The justice said the freedom of religion is not to be abridged because it is unconventional in its beliefs and practices, or because it is approved or disapproved by the mainstream of society or more conventional religions. Without this proliferation and freedom to follow the dictates of one's own conscience, in the search for the approach to God, the freedom of religion will be a meaningless right as provided for in the Constitution. Any attempt, be it circuitous, direct, well-intentioned or not, presents a clear and present danger to this most fundamental basis and eternally needed right of our citizens, freedom of religions. Prabhupada, that is, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, the Hare Krishna movement has been under pressure from various groups, and this judgment is expected to stop some of the harassment to which it has been subjected in recent months. So Prabhupada, so you purchased some copies. Tamal Krishna, this is yesterday's Times of India from Bombay, excuse me. Prabhupada, we've got a sound position. Swarup Damodara, yes. Prabhupada, in the first page they have given. Tamal Krishna, yes, first page. And big heading, yes, Hare Krishna movement, it's bona fide religion. you couldn't pay for an advertisement this good. Then Prabhupada says the punchline, bottom line. So my mission is now successful. Swarup Damodar, yes, Srila Prabhupada. In 1965, I went there, and this now recognized after 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years, Prabhupada. Loitering in the street, nobody cared for me, alone carrying the books. Now organized as our headquarters, New York as sub-office, or headquarters in America. So that's the meditation for today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.